disgyn i Morris, walk over the ergyd. Where's Baines? Where's Baines? Di sgorio dros gap Ceir Connor.
Ac mae Cwpan Cymru 2017-2018 yn mynd i Ceir Connor. Mae hynny yn o'n
cyflwyno y Cwpan i George Horan. A Ceir Connor ydi enillwyr Cwpan Nathaniel MG.
Cal, personally, you've had some pretty massive moments, obviously, with the club so far. Your European goals against Starbeck and obviously the penalty against Kilmarnock. Does winning the JD Cymru Premier eclipse all of that for you now?
Yeah, slowly. You know, it's starting to sink in now, really. You know, obviously, when we found out, you know, at first, it was a bit strange the way it all come out and stuff. But I would say so, yeah, obviously, it's just over a whole season, even though it was a bit. Obviously, the shorter games, I think we deserve to win the league, and rightly so. You know, we deserve champions. So, I would say, yeah, it's probably the biggest achievement I've had at the club so far.
Brilliant. And winning the domestic double this season, obviously. I know you were gutted, obviously, to miss out on the Welsh Cup final in 2018. Did it make it even sweeter for you to obviously be in the final team as well and winning the double this season?
Yeah, I missed the final. I had to watch the lads in that one. So, I was delighted to obviously be in the final and play, and obviously to win that one, sort of made up for the other final win I didn't play in. So yeah, I'd say it's been a very good season personally, and obviously for the team as well.
Obviously, I mentioned your European goals previously. Now, obviously, it's another step up again onto the Champions League. Is that something obviously you're going to look to try and emulate again on the Champions League stage?
Yeah, definitely. I think. I'm top scorer in the Europa League, so it'd be nice to get on the Champions League. You know, obviously, I think there's a few other lads who would like to get the first one, but yeah, we'll see.
On a personal note, for you personally, could you pick out your own individual performance that you thought sort of stood out for you this season?
To be fair, I thought I played well against Kilmarnock away. To be fair,
yeah.
You know, Mr. Sitter early on in that game.
Yeah.
I thought I played really well. I thought the team as a whole. I thought we played really well, and then in the Partizan games as well, the gaffer done me no favours and stuck me on the little number 10. He was unbelievable. So I thought I'd done all right against him to try and keep him half quiet. To be fair.
Do you think that sort of the amazing results that we got in Europe sort of kicked on and helped us in the league campaign this season?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, obviously, if you go and beat a team like Kilmarnock over two legs, you know, who can't you go and beat, really? So, even though, you know, we had a bit of a slow start to the season with a couple of draws, you know, obviously, the squad we had and Craig coming in as well, and we had a bit more quality, and I thought everyone believed we could do it. No, it's just a matter of actually, you know, getting out there and doing it. And all the lads were brilliant in the end. So, yeah, I thought we deserve the champions.
Our fan base has been growing steadily over the last 18 months or so. Have you noticed that whilst you've been on the pitch away at the likes of Carmarthen and obviously up in Scotland and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I can go back 4 or 5 years. You know, it wasn't the best, but now, as I said, you know, we've had the different cup runs you know, we've had some great nights. You know, especially at home and then away. Even now, you know, we're starting to get a multiple number of fans coming to the games, and you know, you can actually hear them on the side, so you know, that gives you extra motivation to want to do well and get a good result.
You mentioned obviously you were here 5 years ago, sort of when we were bottom of the league. Does it make it even sweeter for you that you've been here and seen it when we were at our worst, so to speak, and now at our best?
Yeah, I come in the first season, the gaffer was here, and you know, it was sort of like a not a secret, but it was like a not really talked about, you know, trying to win the league, trying to challenge TNS. And then every year, you know, we get a bit better and a bit stronger, and we get closer and closer. And you know, I can see the progression from like when I first coming out to year five. The difference is huge, and you know, every year we've got better and got closer. And you know, this year was our year that we've managed to overtake TNS. But no, there's another challenge now next year. You know, trying to stay there.
Is that your next target now, personally, obviously, to try and stay there to retain it? Or would you be looking to go into the next round of the Champions League or go one better in the Scottish Challenge Cup? What's next on the cards for you?
I think you've got to look at as far as you can on all fronts, really. You know, this season, you know, the Gaffer rightly said, you know, we're challenging on four fronts, you know, the Scottish Cup and Europe and the two cups and stuff. So, yeah, I think obviously to win a Champions League title would be massive. You know, building on Kilmarnock result. But again, I think, you know, the bread and butter would be the league and, you know, try and replicate the success of last season, you know, into next season would be the ideal thing, I think.
So, Jay Owen, sat here tonight with you, JD Cymru Premier Champion for the 2019-20 season. Same question I've asked everybody else so far. What does that mean to you personally?
A lot personally, to be honest. Yeah, it's you know, it's when I first came in the league 7 years ago. It's something that you obviously want to do is want to win the league, want to win trophies. You know, the way it's happened, it's you know, it's not the best way, but we were 4 points clear. You know, we were the informed team and we were looking to be, you know, we were the ones that are going to be pushing to win the league. Like, you know, we were, yeah. I think we were 10 points out of 12 in the second half of the season. So, yeah, I think we would have pushed on. But, no, like you said, personally, it means a lot to me because, you know, my family support me, you know, all my career. And to actually win a league trophy, it means a lot to all of us.
Mean a bit more for you, especially being Welsh as well, to win the Welsh League.
Yeah, am I the only one in that team? Oh, and Callum.
Possibly, yeah, and Cal, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, you know, it is something that I've wanted to do personally since I've joined the league. Obviously, when I was at Airbus, it was we pushed TNS as far as we could and couldn't quite make it. Yeah. And, you know, since I've joined it, we have been getting there and this season, you know, we were good enough to do it.
So you've been with the club now. You've got just shy of 100 league games under your belt at the club now. With that length of time, did you think it would eventually happen, sort of thing, in your time at the club?
Yeah. I think every season we've improved. But like going back to the Airbus days with the Gaffer there as well, we were pushing TNS and we were getting closer and getting closer. And then when I first came here, the group of players we had, I believe that we could then, but every season we've got better and better and got closer. And the team we've got this year is just a brilliant team. I know we cut down on players in the summer, but it just shows how tight we are as a group and how hard we work for each other.
In terms of career highlights, is this the absolute pinnacle for you so far?
Yeah, you know, winning trophies, like, since coming here, you know, we won the Welsh Cup, we won the League Cup this year, and now the treble of Welsh Cup. So, no, it is, yeah, it is. It's up there for me. I just can't wait to get my hands on the trophy now.
Going right back to the beginning of the season, do you think that the success in Europe that we had sort of kick-started everything and made everybody truly believe we could go and do it?
I think so. Like you just said, the belief, especially when we beat Kilmarnock away from home 2-0, and we just thought, but yeah, we are a good team, we can do it, and we proved that to a lot of people. Then, and when we played Partizan, you know, we were unlucky at home. Yeah. Away was always going to be difficult.
Of course,
against such a good team, but you know, we did well. You know, we I think we made each other proud, and then yeah, we did kick on then though to the real game by winning 3-0, 2-0 or 3-0.
3-0, yeah.
But then you look at our start to the season, I think we drew the first three games.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of a slow start, but then you know, the way we do, the way we work hard, we grind results out, and you know, a few 1-0s here and there, and we have won 4-0 on occasions, and you know, I think just the way we have played this year has been different, and it's been great to be involved in.
Plenty of the fans obviously have been on board with everything throughout this season as well. Anything that you'd like to say for the growing fan base that we've got at the moment?
Yeah, no, it's been great, you know, and a lot of younger ones as well. You know, you see their faces, especially when they've been taking corners and been getting offered a beer off them or you know, some sweets or some chips. Yeah. No, it's been great, and you know, like when you see Mr. Shouty shouting on that he slept in his car just to watch us play. It does mean a lot to us, you know, and it does drive us on. When you look at the final, how many people were there watching?
Yeah.
Go back to last year's final in Scotland in the Iron Brew Cup. How many people travelled up there? You know, it is great to see. And hopefully now we can get a few more people down there and supporting on a Saturday.
And finally, for you now, obviously, you've been in the Europa League quite a few times now. What does it mean to you to actually now be, you're going to be playing in the Champions League as well?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. You know, I've had a lot of texts and a few people you see in the street when you're out doing your walk once a day, of course. Yeah. You know, people say to you, oh, Champions League and all this. And, you know, it's not actually sunk in yet.
No.
But when we'll be playing, we don't know. But, no, it's something I'm really looking forward to doing. And I'll be enjoying the experience.